USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At a conservative conference just outside Washington, D.C.
North Korea has an incredible, brilliant economic future if they make a deal. But they don't have any economic future if they have nuclear weapons. It's really a bad thing for them. So we'll see how it all goes, but I think it's going well.
President Trump spent more than 2 hours on stage at CPAC accusing Democrats of staging a socialist nightmare. The president also said he'll sign an executive order requiring colleges to support free speech if they want federal funds. Attorneys for President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, are urging a judge for less time than the 19 to 24 years recommended under sentencing guidelines. He was convicted of 8 counts of fraud last year. Manafort will be sentenced on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The top prosecutor in Sacramento, Anne Marie Schubert, says it was a tragedy, but two police officers will not face charges in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man.
Was a crime committed? There's no question that a human being died. But when we look at the facts and the law, and we follow our ethical responsibilities, the answer to that question is no.
22-year-old Stephen Clark was running away from officers into his grandmother's backyard, carrying not a gun, but a cell phone. The Trump administration is ramping up the pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to leave office. They've imposed sanctions on 6 high-ranking members of the Venezuelan security forces. They've also revoked the visas of other officials and their relatives. The sanctions come after the Maduro regime blocked humanitarian aid convoys, and the revocation of visas are aimed at punishing those who have done well in Venezuela despite the economic upheaval in the country. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jared Kushner's team responds to the report that President Trump ordered security clearances. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
An attorney for Jared Kushner says he obtained security clearance through the normal process with no pressure from anyone. The spokesman says the new reports do not change what was affirmed at the time. According to the New York Times, President Trump directly ordered his son-in-law be given top security clearance over the objections of intelligence officials. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says even if President Trump did order the security clearance, it's not a crime, but...
This is part of the problem, I think, with having family in official positions, because it's hard to be objective. Hard to be objective with the people you're having Thanksgiving dinner with.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Teachers in Oakland will vote Sunday on a tentative agreement that would end their 7-day strike. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
A tentative deal has been reached to end the public teachers' strike in Oakland, California. Oakland Education Association President Keith Brown says it's an important victory for students and teachers.
We have increases in student support, lower caseloads for special education teachers and counselors, more counselors, psychologists, support for newcomer students, and bonuses to help nurse recruitment.
The deal includes an 11% pay raise and a one-time 3% bonus. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.